First, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released details this week about $19 billion of farm support that was part of the Phase 3 coronavirus stimulus bill passed in late March. Applications for that money will start being processed on May 26th. Also, yesterday, Governor Tony Evers announced that he'll be directing $50 million in federal funding to support the state's farming industry. The aid packages come as the demand for certain agricultural goods has dropped, with restaurants, schools, and some food processors being closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. For many Wisconsin farmers, it's yet another financial challenge after years of low dairy prices and an ongoing trade dispute with China. Andrew Stevens is an assistant professor of agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. Andrew, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Can you talk about what Wisconsin farmers have been hit by the pandemic so far?
Sure. So the COVID-19 pandemic has really shocked the food supply chain and consumer demand for a lot of different food goods. So specifically for meat producers and dairy producers, you've seen all of these usual places for those products to go really disappear pretty quickly. Schools are closed, meat packing plants are closing sort of off and on. And so there's this overabundance of supply, nowhere for it to go. And so you're seeing prices really take a tumble. And sometimes animals are even being culled because there's no place for them to go.
It seems weird on the face of it because we're all still eating in theory, but these are two completely different supply chains in some cases, right?
Yeah, so what's really interesting is that this pandemic has changed drastically where Americans are eating and what they're eating. So before this all happened, roughly more than half of all of the food expenditures that we made as food consumers were for food away from home. So now that we're all staying at home and going to the grocery store to primarily get the food we're eating, that's really shifted where we're eating and consequently, the kind of foods that we're eating at the same time.
Let's key in on dairy for a moment. Before the pandemic, we'd had long stretches of low milk prices, concerns about international trade disputes causing problems for farmers. Were things looking better for 2020 pre-pandemic at all?
They were not looking this bad. I would say the forecasts that we had sort of over the winter here were that things seemed to be creeping better, maybe not sort of a full bounce back to boom times of the past, but people were cautiously optimistic. I think a lot of those hopes have sort of been dashed by the current shock.
Here we are now with farm aid from the USDA directly and then from the state using federal money coming down another pipe in effect. Do we know what the most effective ways of supplying this kind of emergency relief to farmers are?
When you're talking about this much money, and we're talking about roughly $19 billion from the federal government and then $50 million from the state government, it's a complicated program to administer. So we knew that this money was coming from the federal government about a month ago. And what we found out this week was exactly what that's going to look like, who's going to receive it, how payments are going to be calculated. That's all going to be handled through the Farm Service Agency over the next couple of months and throughout the rest of this year. And I predict there's going to be a lot of bureaucratic work for the government, and people will receive some support if they apply and are eligible, but there might be plenty of hoops to jump through to get that all sorted out.
There are concerns when we do something like this, and this was true with the trade war relief that went to farmers, concerns about fairness. Are the big operations getting more than they're due? Are smaller farmers being left out or not getting enough help? What do we know about this particular package and how it's going to be divided out?
Yeah, so the way that the package is written right now is that individual producers' payments under this program, the federal program, would be capped at $125,000 per commodity with an overall limit of $250,000 per individual or entity. So that'd be like $250,000 per farm would be a maximum. Now, there are some exceptions, and if you're a farm that's organized as a corporate entity like an LLC, that maximum could go up to as much as $750,000. But in some sense, that's there to make sure that these really large farms aren't getting sort of the lion's share of the pie. But the flip side is, you know, all of these producers are hurting. Even big producers, you know, have people to pay on their payroll. So I think the government is trying to, as best they can, thread this needle and provide relief to everyone that's feeling the crunch.
We're talking to Andrew Stevens, Assistant Professor of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison, about federal relief efforts for farmers hit hard by the economic downturn with the COVID-19 outbreak. Andrew, the amounts we're talking about here, $19 billion at the federal level plus $50 million here in Wisconsin via the state, are these amounts that are going to make a difference, that are going to help keep operations in business until things get back to something like normal?
That's the hope, at least, right? So I would characterize this program, this is a Band-Aid, this is a first aid suture to try and deal with what is blunt force trauma to the agricultural sector because of the pandemic. This is not sort of a new long-term sustainable farm support program. It's really designed to address the fact that for a lot of food products, both crops and livestock, we've seen pretty significant price drops over the last 3 months. So just to give you a sense, between the beginning of 2020 and now, we've seen futures prices fall between 13% for soybeans all the way up to 50% for hogs. And so a lot of the justification for this support program is to address that really sharp drop in prices. It's not so much to do anything about the fundamentals of these individual farms. It's more to acknowledge the fact that people have faced a really quick moving shock, face really, really low prices recently, and to compensate for that to some extent. I think the objective that the government has is certainly not to compensate completely for all of the lost revenue because of these low prices, but to try and take the worst of the bite off of this this shock that we've gotten through the pandemic.
I've seen there's some creative sounding efforts to splice the supply chain a little bit to pay farmers who might have been counting on supplying the restaurant industry to take some of their produce and have it go to food boxes for to help meet the demand for food from people who are unemployed now. Is that something that can be done in enough of a scale that is actually going to help farmers in the meantime?
Well, so of this $19 billion coming from the federal government, $3 billion of it is for direct purchases of food goods from farmers to donate to food shelves or to do, sort of farmers boxes, as the federal government has talked about. There is some sense in which this is helpful, but that's not the lion's share of what's going on here. About $16 billion are going to these direct payments to producers because of these price decreases. I do think the government is not terribly efficient at finding the right connections between producers and consumers. To be honest, no one's really good at that. That's why sort of the market system that we have is designed to let prices communicate scarcity and help people who want things sort of find what's in abundance and what they can afford. And that's how we allocate food generally. I think what you're seeing with all of these efforts to try and pair producers with consumers is coming from the right place of trying to acknowledge the fact that we have a lot of food, we have a lot of people who would like to eat the food, and trying to make those connections. But it is difficult in between. Supply chains are complicated. Refrigeration is a really important component of fresh produce and meat products and dairy. And so it's not as simple as snapping our fingers and making this all make sense.
I also wanted to touch on this $50 million program here in Wisconsin. This is using some of the sort of at-will federal money that went to states. This $50 million applications, I think, starting soon with the Department of Revenue, payments could start in early June. Do you know much about how that works?
You know about as much as I do. Basically, what we've got is the governor's press release on this, and I think we're all looking to see when the details will be shared so that we can give better advice to producers.
Andrew, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Andrew Stevens is an assistant professor of agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. He talked to us about coronavirus aid available to farmers, $50 million through the state government, $19 billion being given out nationwide by the USDA.